Hello there, and a very warm welcome to you. Today's lesson is about when to bring positive tapping into your tapping session, and it's a lesson that I've put together for my self-care mastery circle members. So again, a very warm welcome to you. This is Liesl Teversham, and I'm delighted to bring you some lessons in tapping and just in general in all the things that we're dealing with in the self-care mastery circle. So let's look at today's question, and it's a very common question that I get from some of my clients, and if you've had this question before, you are in very good company. Some clients ask me, when I've done some tapping for a limiting belief or a feeling and I feel relieved, how do I then bring in some positive tapping to reinforce the good feelings? That is a great question, and I'd love to share some ideas with you today. So first off, usually our tapping session is sort of broken up into three phases. And just before we start on the phases, the numbers that I've written there on the screen for you, between 8 and 10, between 4 and 8, between 1 and 3, they are the numbers that we talk about, that we take the rating between 0 and 10 before we start our tapping session. So usually I ask my clients, how angry are you in this moment? Or how sad are you? Or how much does it upset you when you think about that issue right now? And we call it a SUDS level, or S-U-D-S, and it stands for Subjective Unit of Discomfort. And we take that number out of 10 so that we know that when we tap, we can take the number again later and we know whether or we are making progress or not. So it is a very important thing to do, is to know what our number is about our issue. So first phase in a tapping session usually, especially if you are tapping for yourself, is the venting phase. So that's when your number is still very high. So between an 8 and a 10 out of 10. And what you would do in this phase is just simply start tapping and start talking to yourself about how bad this problem feels to you right now. So you can just talk and tap and vent and rant and rave and just get it all out of you, as if you were telling yourself how badly this was affecting you, or as if you were telling a friend. So that is the rant or the venting phase when your number is very high, 8 to 10. Then when it starts coming down to between a 4, I wrote down an 8, maybe a 4 and a 7 actually, is the phase when we can start exploring possibilities about the emotion or about the situation. And I'm going to talk about that a bit more in detail just now, so let's just go to the other phase. Then after exploring possibilities, we usually, our number comes down to between a 1 or a 3, or a 0 and a 3, and that is when we can start bringing in some choices or some specific things that we would love to see instead, or how we would love to feel instead. And then after we've explored these in a bit more detail during this lesson, I'm going to talk about when can we bring in affirmations. So this is just an overview of the three phases that we usually encounter in an EFT tapping session. A quick reminder about why we do not bring in the positive tapping earlier. Remember, positive tapping now only starts when we are number is between, the positive really starts from a 3 downwards, and exploring a few more possibilities from a 7 downwards. So why don't we do it earlier? The key lies in what we are trying to accomplish with an EFT session. EFT is all about clearing the energy disruption in your system while you are busy tapping. Now, that energy disruption cannot get cleared while you are being focused on something else, like the shopping list you have to do, or the weekend ahead, or something positive. If there's still a disruption in your energy system about a situation or a memory or an event that took place, and you try and focus on something positive, it is just not going to work. Your energy system is disrupted at the moment, and we need to clear that energy disruption more or less completely, or to the best of our abilities, before we can bring in any positive statements. If a positive statement lands on a disrupted energy system, it's just not going to stick at all. And I'll go into a bit more detail later about what happens in your energy system. So just remember, while we focus on the problem itself, it brings up the disruption in your body, the disrupted energy. And when you do the tapping, it clears that disruption. So we only need to focus on the negative thing for a little while we are busy doing the tapping. And as the tapping is clearing out the energy disruption, we will be able to focus more naturally anyway on the positive, and it will feel more comfortable and natural. So if you bring in the positive statements in your tapping session too early, when your number is still too high, you actually would not have cleared the problem, and it will feel like your problem is returning. So this can be one of the reasons why people sometimes say, well, I don't know, energy or EFT just doesn't work for me because my problem is still here. It may be that they just haven't cleared enough of the energy disruption in their body yet before they wanted to try and go on to any positive statements. So let's look at the venting phase in a little bit more detail. Say I'm angry with my father. He did something when I was young, when I was 9 years old, and he groused at me in front of my friends, and I just was so angry because I wasn't allowed to talk back, but I had this boiling anger inside of me for the way that he treated me in front of my friends. So if I'm trying to clear that event out of my energy system, and I can still feel the anger at an 8 out of 10 or a 9 or a 10 out of 10, in this moment while I'm busy tapping, my setup phase will be something like, even though I'm so angry with my father, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. But why are you that angry, like a 9 out of 10? It's sometimes not even necessary to tap on the karate chop and say, even though I'm so angry. You can just dive straight into the tapping and go to the eyebrow point and start tapping while you talk to yourself about how angry you feel with your father in this moment. So you can just start, I'm just going to provide an example. So say I'm very, very angry with my dad. I'll start tapping on the eyebrow point and say, I'm just so, so angry. And go to the next point and say, I could kill him. I was just so angry with him. And just a little note on that, I could kill him. It's important in tapping to be completely honest. So even if you normally would never want to kill somebody, if you're that angry, it would be important to actually go into how angry you feel and how you would have loved to murder this person, and make sure that you tell the truth, because that really, really will help you tune into the feelings, and then the tapping does the clearing. So you would just continue to tap while you talk to yourself. You can vent, rant and rave, as if you're telling a good friend how bad it was or is for you right now. Say exactly how you're feeling and use swear words if you need to. Of course, if swear words is not in your vocabulary, don't fabricate them. But what I'm trying to tell you here is, in this phase of the tapping, just be honest and truthful and make sure you get it all out of your system while you continue to tap. This is the important part. It's the tapping that does the clearing, not the words. If the words were doing the clearing, you would not have been angry by now anymore, because I bet you've talked about this 100 times in your head even. So just continue to do the tapping, just over and over, round after round after round, and just continue to talk to yourself as if you're just talking to yourself, but do the tapping while you do that. So if you've done that a few rounds, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 rounds even, you will naturally start feeling a little bit calmer about it. And then we can go on to the next phase in tapping, which is exploring open possibilities. It's not yet going into specific choices about how you would like to feel, but possibilities that you may not have been able to see earlier. And this is when your number between 0 and 10 will be more or less between a 4 and a 7. So an example would be, say I'm still feeling angry with my father right now. I've brought it down to maybe a 6 or a 5 out of 10. I'm not that angry anymore, because I can still feel that I'm angry, and there's some annoyance and irritation with the way that he treated me. Now our statement on the karate chop, or our setup statement, can be something like, even though I'm still angry, maybe he didn't mean to embarrass me. Or even though I'm still angry, I wonder if he really knew what the result of his grousing at me would be. Or something like, even though I'm still so angry right now, I'm open to the idea that maybe he was just not thinking at the time. Or I'm open to the idea that maybe he had a bad day himself. So can you see how with that tapping, we're actually starting to explore possibilities? We're not saying that is the way it was, my father was having a bad day. We're exploring the possibility that maybe that was the case for him. So if our number is between a 4 and a 7, our energy system is much more likely to start accepting other possibilities, because before that, at an 8 to a 10 out of 10, there is no way you would have been able to tell me that, well, maybe he was having a bad day. I would have said something like, yes, but he had no right to take it out on me. So while our number is a little bit lower, like 4, 5, 6 out of 10, our energy system will be likely more open to explore these possibilities. So again, to give you an example, I would do something like tap on the karate chop point and say, even though I'm still pretty angry with my dad for treating me that way, I'm open to the possibility that maybe he was having a bad day. And then you would just do that 3 times and continue to tap with, I'm still so angry with him. Go to the next point. I'm really still angry with my dad. He had no right to treat me that way. And then here and there on one of the tapping points, you can just bring in, well, you know, I also have bad days, and maybe he was having a bad day on that day as well. But what I want you to really remember is, do not force any of these open possibilities if you don't feel ready for them yet. If you're not ready for them yet, it just means you need to do more tapping on the ranting and raving side and the venting side, and really tell yourself more about how you were feeling and get specific about what exactly is it that bugged you about your dad doing that to you. So another little point about these is, often these sort of open possibilities start happening spontaneously without you needing even to try to bring them in. And we call this something specific. We call it a cognitive shift. It's when your brain starts being more open to, you know, things that might have been true for your dad, or the reason that he might have been acting that way, or you will just start feeling more like, ah, it's okay, you know, it wasn't that bad. You can't understand why it's felt so bad for you just now, because right now, you're not that angry anymore, and you don't know what the big issue was before. And these kind of things might start happening spontaneously for you anyway, as you do your tapping. So let's move on to the next phase, which is when your number is down to between a 1 and a 0, even a between a 1 and a 3, I mean. So then we can start bringing in some specific choices about how you would like to feel instead. If your number is a 4 and above, your energy system is not ready yet to explore some of these specific choices or to accept them into your system, because there is still too much of an energy disruption about that event. So an example might be, even though I'm still a little bit angry with my father, I choose to feel compassion for the way his day went, and maybe he really didn't mean to upset me like that. And you can make it a really yummy choice, actually. So if you really feel pretty calm about the situation, that's when we're going to start bringing choices. So you could even say, even though I'm still a little bit angry with my dad, I choose to forgive him and feel calm about it because I feel good when I do that. So you could start bringing in some really yummy things that you would like to feel and that you are ready for right now. If it starts feeling to you like when you pronounce a choice or you start saying how you would like to feel and you just feel like something isn't ready for it yet, your body or your mind will tell you with a thought like, yeah, right, or who are you kidding, you're still angry, or oh, that's rubbish, I don't really forgive him anyway. If thoughts like that come up for you, all it's telling you is you do need to do a little bit more tapping with the anger or the irritation. And remember, sometimes anger can switch around to become sadness suddenly, or it can become resentment, and it can remind you of another time that he did something similar. So you can see that a tapping session is really, it can lead to quite a few things, and we need to be aware of a few things. But generally, when you start wanting to bring in a positive, and it just doesn't feel like it's sitting yet, or there's a yes but in your head, then you do need to work on some other pieces of this puzzle. So bring down your number more with more tapping before you try the choice. And why do we say we bring in a choice? We say, even though I'm still a bit angry, I choose X, Y, Z. It's because choosing feels much more realistic than saying, I am calm right now. Because maybe I don't quite feel calm, but I can choose to start feeling calm. And that just removes any little bits of resistance that may still have been there for the calmness or the yummy feeling that you want to bring in for yourself. So let's move on to affirmations. When can we do tapping with affirmations, or when can we start working with affirmations? Important to start only using them when we are calm or neutral about an event or about a particular thing, situation, or at least a 2 out of 10 or below that. Otherwise, like we said before, they just won't stick. And when you start saying your affirmation, it will bring up resistance. There will be something in your body that says, yeah, that's not true for me. Or something like, yes, but. And you'll start seeing all the other negative thoughts that are still sitting there about that situation. Or a, yeah, right, that's not going to work. So I want to encourage you to say, if you do start working with an affirmation, and you do get some of these thoughts that come up for you, I want you to actually celebrate and say, yes, yippee. Because what you're doing actually is you're stirring the pot a little bit. And you know when you stir a bucket with dirty water when all the dirt was lying at the bottom and you start stirring it, it all rises to the top. And that's what you're doing when you work with affirmations. It will definitely bring up all the dirt that have not been cleared out of your energy system yet. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that you can't work with affirmations. You can actually use them on purpose to start stirring up your pot and see what else is still rising to the top so that you can clear it with EFT. So please do not judge yourself when you're trying to work with an affirmation and some negative stories into your head or a memory comes up or a little voice says to you, that's ridiculous, I don't believe that at all. Be pleased with yourself. Say, yay, 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 I'm stirring up some more stuff that I can now clear with EFT. So in these thoughts that arise for you when you're busy working with an affirmation or trying to say all the yes buts that come up for you, I would love for you to write them down into your journal, all these thoughts that come up to the contrary of what you want to believe in your affirmation. Then write them down in your journal, one single thought at a time, one memory at a time, and then in another tapping session, start working with one at a time. Don't try and kill too many of them in one tapping session. Do one at a time. Be really specific with each one in one tapping session and bring that one single one down until you can feel calm and clear about that one. So I hope that these ideas brought you some information, helpful, valuable information that you can now use in your tapping sessions. So just for a bit of revision, we did 3 phases. First phase is when you do ranting and raving, talking to yourself, venting. Second phase is when you can start exploring a few possibilities that was not possible for you when your number was too high. And then the third phase is to bring in some choices about how you would really love to feel. And when you're completely calm and neutral about your problem before, or what was a problem before, then you can bring in affirmations and work with those affirmations. And if they still stir up something for you, wonderful. You're not doing the affirmation wrong. You are bringing up some stuff that you can work with, and that is fantastic. It's a great opportunity, a learning and a growing opportunity. So thank you so much for joining us today. This was a session on when to bring in positive tapping, and it was Liesel Teversham with some material for my self-care mastery circle. I wish you lots of joy and wonderful clearing with EFT tapping, and thank you for listening.